Shabbat Shalom. This parsha is Vayera. It means he appeared. We're in Genesis 18:1 through 22:20. This parsha pretty much covers Abraham's life. We see the three visitors. Abraham bargains with God. Lot has two visitors. Then Lot has to flee from destruction, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham passes off Sarah as his sister again. And then we have the birth of Isaac. And the offering of Isaac. Remember how Abraham was stopped? And God saw how he didn't withhold his only son. And he trusted that God would provide and bless him. So this morning, I wanted to focus on how God, the Lord, appeared to Abraham near the tree of memory. Right up here, but we have a little backstory here that we want to catch up with. If you remember Abraham and Lot, they were in Egypt, and when they were kicked out, they went to a place near Bethel and Ai, and that's right up here at the red dot, where He lived there for a while. He had been there earlier. He had built an altar to the Lord there and prayed. Well, if you recall, they were a pretty big family. And so Abraham and Lot decided to separate. Lot went to east to Sodom. And Abram went down to, it's near Hebron, which is the tree of, trees or forest of memory. The Lord appeared to Abraham. So this is where we pick up this parasha here. All right, so he's down there near Hebron. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. Now, bowing down before just anyone or anything is not proper in the eyes of the Lord. But in this case, it was appropriate and permitted. These men were sent by the Lord. Think about this. Oh, let me continue on. Abraham said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and go on your way." Think about this. When Jan and I have unexpected guests show up, we probably look in the refrigerator for leftovers and try to get those ready, but not Abraham. He asked Sarah to knead and bake some bread while he went out to the herd and prepared a calf. This is not just throwing it into the microwave to heat up in 10 minutes, serve the dinner, all right? This is maybe about a half a day before they could eat. Talk about having patience. But there's a lot of time to talk and get to know these three men. At first, it seems they were in there to inform Sarah that when they returned next year, she was going to have a son who would be Isaac. But there is more to this journey. They decided to tell Abraham more about their journey. The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin is so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The three men were heading for Sodom. As Abraham talked with them, he tried to negotiate with them to spare the city where Lot, his nephew, is living. But not even 10 righteous people could be found. And we know the rest of the story. Let's jump ahead to a time during Yeshua's ministry. He refers to Sodom when denouncing the unrepentant towns that many of his miracles had been performed. Matthew testifies that, "For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day." Even after all that our ancestors testified about the Messiah, this generation refuses to believe how the Lord is working in our lives. The detestable things found in Sodom and Gomorrah that condemn the cities are examples of what is going to happen to the ungodly in our generation. But you ask, what about the remnant that trust the Lord? Well, if the Lord rescued Lot, a righteous man, who is distressed by the corruption of the people in these cities, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from the trials and death in future generations. Trust, like Abraham trusted. He trusted that God will provide a way to everlasting life, even when it came to Isaac. So let's think about an event in John's Revelation when two witnesses are prophesying. Remember that three men left Abraham at the tree of Mamre, but only two arrived in Sodom to assess the situation. It's similar for a future generation that will be visited by two witnesses. We don't know when or how it will come to pass, but the Lord will send them. They will have the power to shut up the heavens so that it doesn't rain during the time that they are prophesying. And they have the power to turn the water into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Listen to the outcries during the floods and the fires and the hardships we've experienced over these past couple of years. Some people are blaming God. So, what's happening in the future? The prophet Amos reminds us, "Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for a day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man flees from a lion, only to meet a bear." For us, enter into the Lord's rest, his shalom. Truly, the Lord knows how to rescue the godly. Yeshua said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I'm out of time, so Shabbat Shalom.